Hello, footies, and welcome to FUT in Review, episode 27 for April 8th. Remember, we're live every weekday at 2200 Central European Time on the podcast services around the globe. My name's John, also known as Foot Coaching, and of course, joining me is I'm Mr. Level 30 already and addicted to grinding objective. It's Yngwie!
Good evening.
You're a machine, man.
Well, I'm a slow machine. I'm an old diesel engine compared to a lot of people I've seen completing it by Saturday last week. So
yeah, but still fast, man. I mean, I'm level 16. To be honest, I don't care, but hey.
Nice players, free, good for SPCs at worst if they don't function in any team. So yeah,
definitely. When you're listening to the show, I'm curious though, where everyone's mind at concerning these objectives, and if you all reach level 30 by the end of the month, or end of the season, I should say. Now, I don't look at any objectives at all, and I finish around 17, 18 every month without actually paying attention. So I think that's a decent amount. Usually get the middle selection player, and then it's done for me. Which player are you going for?
I don't know yet. It's between Fred, I think, and Carrasco. I haven't decided yet. So.
All right. I would go for Fred.
I think so.
It that way, if you score, you can say, Wilma! Anyway, today we have three SBCs. We got some new objectives, and of course, Team of the Week moments where nobody is expecting much. But let's discuss that in a bit. Do you want to take us through the SBCs first?
Yes, I do. We can start with another Champions League themed one. I think we almost got more Champions League SBCs this week than we have the Foot Birthday ones, but maybe something cool tomorrow for players. There's the Champions League one is called The Beautiful Game. It's going to cost you around 4 or 5k. You need to have minimum one from Brazil, minimum five nationalities. Maximum same club count is three. You need one common or rare UEFA Champions League player. Squad rating of minimum 75 and team chemistry of 75. And you'll get a rare mixed players pack. So not something special, but well, it's an SBC. And we got the one called Foot 18. It's going to cost you around 8-9k, I think. And you'll get through 283. It says plus players, but I think most will get 83 players. You need to have maximum three from the same league, maximum five from the same nation, maximum four from the same club, minimum four rare players, squad rating of 78, team chemistry of 80. So, yeah, I got Aranguiz and William Carvalho. So that's 283s for me. So I haven't seen anyone get something crazy from that yet, but somebody will. I hope.
Probably, though. Yeah, I haven't. Can't even remember. I just sent it to you and I already forgot what it was.
I know you got Ruffier and you got 83 related players. And,
yeah, of course you got Ruffier. I either get Ruffier or I get Onana from Ajax. Those are like the most players
I've
packed this year.
Campbell as well, you said, I think.
Oh, yeah, the 83 perfectly fittable, usable player. Yeah.
The last SBC we got today, it's repeatable for 4 days. It's going to cost you around 20k, I think, to do. It's a Team of the Week upgrade. You'll get an untradeable Team of the Week or Team of the Week moments players from Team of the Week 15 to 29 or current, so you can save the pack and open later if you want to do that. Yeah, that's up to you.
Doesn't matter though, because it's from all weeks, right? The more longer you wait, the smaller.
From 15 to 29 and then the current week you're in.
Yeah.
So if you wait 1 more week, you're not going to get anyone from this week, but you can get from that and still 15 to 29. So.
Ah, right, like that. Okay.
Yeah. It's squad rating of...
I'm here, by the way, I'm here to ask the silly questions. So, yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Minimum squad rating is 83 and 40 chemistry, so it's not difficult to do, but yeah, I've seen some horrible pulls. A lot of 76 and 78 rated in form, so enjoy. I say I'm not going to do any, I think.
I got 83 keen.
Oh, you got jackpot.
Yes. And I'm still inclined, shall I do some more? But I'm probably better off not doing any.
I wouldn't do any if I, unless I needed an inform for an SPC or something, and was a little bit below what you need, and then maybe try your luck. But I wouldn't. I don't think you're gonna pack anything super wonderful. But I'd hope the people that actually do the SPC will pack something at least usable in SPC.
Yeah, so I saw a little statistic this morning, and I should give credit to the one who made that graphic. But of course, I don't have the name on top of my mind, so I'm looking at it as I speak. But it showed the amount of players that are usable out of this. I can't really give credit because it shows a logo without a name.
Yeah.
So, thanks for doing it, but I don't know, okay. But it's... If you look at what cards are really usable in this meta and up to par this stage, you're looking at 39 out of 345 players. Yeah. So that's a little over 10% that's actually worth it. Yeah. So if you spend 200k, statistically you should be able to get one of these. But then, I mean, say you get like a 93 rated keen of Harry Kane.
Yeah.
And then what? You use him?
You can use him as a central midfielder, but
I'll go in there.
Yeah, I forgot to mention one thing. I just noticed when I'm looking at the foot 18 SPC, it says same league count, maximum 3, but yes, it says same club count, which should usually be in the same league, maximum 4.
Yeah, I saw that. I forgot to
how.
Well, they're not wrong there. Could it say maximum league make it 3, and then maximum club make it 7? Doesn't matter.
No, but why? This is confusing, but okay. Close enough.
It's just some like a little Easter egg. Get it?
Yeah. Well, we're trying to be funny today.
Yeah, it doesn't work quite well. No, but hey, it's just to make the puzzles a bit more complicated.
Positive.
Or complicated, yeah. Definitely. If we take us to this beautiful team of the week. We got some objectives.
Yes, I'm taking the objectives now.
Yes,
There's two new objectives. There's the Calm one, campaign against living miserably with the new Calm kit. Complete the 3 objectives and you get a kit which looks quite okay and it's for a good cause. You need to play 5 matches to unlock the stadium team. You need to score 5 goals in any foot game mode, and then you get only 200 XP rewards, but fair enough. And then you need to assist 5 goals in any foot mode, and then you get another 200 XP. So you get the kit and 200 XP for doing that. So it's good for the season progress if you want to do that. And we have a new loan icon moments 2. So you earn a 7 game icon moments loan player pick. You need to win 3 matches in any mode, and you need to score 2 goals in any mode, and you need to play 7 matches in any mode, and all of them gives you 200 XP, so you get 800 XP extra as well. So for doing those 2, you get 1600 XP towards your season progress.
Oh, what do you think?
Yeah. Well, you might, if you get R9, it'd be nice to have the last 7 matches of your weekend league if you're gonna try for elite, maybe.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, I'm.
Or you get something like Bobby Moore. might help because he can play CDM maybe.
Oh man, you with your position switching. Yeah. Which player did you mention yesterday? I said, "Oh, he's not very good." Then you sent me a message. Oh, he can play CDM.
That's fine. If you put a Guardian on, it's going to be crazy fast CDM with medium work rates. It's like a smaller Bakayoko with a turbo speed and gun shoot.
That's Yngwie's tip of the day. We should introduce a new section, Yngwie's tip of the day. And then you do your position switch player.
Yeah. This week's position switch player is you can put Bakayoko at the central back.
And you can put Ruud Gullit everywhere.
No.
Well, if only I was able to find out.
Nobody has Ruud Gullit. He's an urban legend.
We've all heard the stories, though. Although I faced his moments 2 times this weekend. Just saying. But hey.
I think I faced his 90 once in like 3 months. The 86 I faced maybe 1 or 2 times, but I never see him.
I think us Dutchies are spending way too much money on this game.
Probably.
But it's I think it's easy to get. I like that effect that you can play with them. Personally, I'm not a fan of using the Icon Moments players as low in this Wicked League. But on the other hand, how would anyone able to afford those top tier players anyways? So it is as it is. You got 3 minutes to talk us through this amazing team of the week.
Yeah, there's not much exciting stuff. The only thing I can mention Lewandowski, because that bumps his headliner card to 96, and 96 Lewandowski looks really good. If you put an engine, it's 98 rate striker, for example. So that's nice. You got Son from Tottenham in the cam, 91 rated. It's worth 1.2 million. So I guess a lot of people hoping to get him for their player picks and rewards tomorrow. But I'll be okay with Son.
I'll be okay with Son, he says.
Yeah, and we have an SBC for their 90-rated Ilicic from Atalanta. So I think that bumps his headliner to 91. So, decent card, but not. It's a little bit too clunky, I think.
Now, there are some cards which I do like, though. I like this selection better than last week's. But it was very hard, of course. Last week's was just rubbish. There were no players that were actually usable in Wicked League. If you're a performance player, no one was usable. This week is a bit better.
But if you pack one of the CBs, it's like Hasebe 56 pace, Dante 41 pace, Jagielka 54 pace. So it's not the week for central backs.
Yeah, that's it. They either have to boost them. We'll talk about this enough, but they have to boost them or not. Because I do like the example, the Talisca card. I think that's a fun card.
Yeah, he's the right midfield, so you can position switch him to central midfield or cam.
Exactly. I like the fact Ilicic got another one. Do not like the card itself, to be honest. I've used him before, but I do like he got one. You could do worse with a 19 run. I mean, Vardy is always a fun card. I just used his 87 into an SBC, so I'll probably pack him tomorrow to use it another week. No, but I think it's another bad selection, and it's the best he can do, of course, again. But they should either give them bigger boost, because it's... Last week, we were certain we could not get anything in a red pick. This week, we have no big chance of getting anything. But at least we have like 2 or 3 players that, if you pack those, you will be happy. So that's at least an improvement.
Yeah, that's true. There might be a hidden gem in the Isaac card from Real Sociedad. If you snap a sniper on him, he looks like a fun card.
Very cheap.
Better finishing and composure and most of the team Werner cards. 93 composure with snipers. So.
Yeah, definitely. And I think he has a player of the month of player of the week, player of the match. How it's called? 81, the orange one.
Man of the match one. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a fun card to use. I've used it for a bit. Yeah. So.
Hidden game.
An 18k. So why not try him?
Yeah. For objectives.
Exactly. I got nothing to add, Yngwie. I'm looking forward to tomorrow for the last birthday cards we're getting.
Good luck to everybody and for the rewards. Hope you get something really nice.
Shall we just open our red picks tomorrow during the show?
No, I'm not going to wait.
Oh, sorry. We'll see you tomorrow then.
Yeah, see ya.
Drop it.
You. 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 T. T. Interview. You.